Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Hei and Simen Kuf Vav. Simen Kuf Hei, Din HaMispalel Shtei Sefilos. The halacha of the person who has to daven two Tefilos Shmon Esrei, Sif Aleph, HaMispalel Shtei Sefilos Zoy Achar Zoy, Tzarech LaHamtin Ben Zoy LaZoy, K'tei Hiluch Abba Amos. A person is going to daven two Shmon Esrei, one after the other, has to pause between one and the other at least the time it takes to walk for Amos. In order for him to be able to focus and settle his mind to daven with the proper thoughts and asking, essentially, to begging. When a person davens two tefillos, could go, for instance, shachris and musaf. He's davening shachris and musaf one after the other. Or it could be he forgot and he didn't daven, and now he has to make it up in the time frame of the next tefillah, so he davens a second Shmon Esrei tashlum. Now, based on what we will explain later in Simen Kuf Ches in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bein Sheshochach Arvis Mespal Shachris Shtaim LaHashlama, whether he forgot Marv and is going to daven two Shmon Esrei for Shachris, one for Shachris and one to make up for the missed, or if he forgot Shachris, so he's davening Mincha twice to make up for the missing Shachris. Either case, Tzarech Loimer Ashrei Bein Tefila L'Sfila. Either way, he should say Ashrei between the two Shmona Esrei. So in that case, obviously you're waiting more than Kedihilich Dal Ramas. Lo Yitzuya Din Zeh, so this Halacha L'Shulchan Aruch to wait Kedihilich Dal Ramas only applies Rak B'Shochach Tefila Samincha Shemispal Arvis Shtayim L'Hashlamo. When a person forgot to daven Mincha, and he has to daven twice Mariv, once for Mariv, once to make up the missing Mincha. Desham lo yoimar Ashrei. After Mariv, he's not going to say Ashrei. K'moshem avor sham Mishnah Berurah, as we clarify there in Mishnah Berurah. Tetzarech al klaparim lahavtin k'dei Abba Amos. So at least he should wait k'dei hiluch Abba Amos. So the notes point out that there are some achronim that you don't say Ashrei after Mariv, but he quotes the Derech HaChaim that whatever you do, you have who to be relying on. So it implies that there are some who would say that you do say the Ashrei even in that situation. Sifkan Beis, Lahantin V'chulu. So he has to wait the time it takes to walk Dal Ramis. V'shir Zet Sarach Liyos, Achash Oker Aglo, V'amar Oysa Shom V'gomer. We begin this amount of time after he steps back, after he says Oysa Shalom. That's when we calculate the Kedei Hiluch. Sifkan Gimel Bein V'chulu, between one and the other. Kasa b'sefer Shulchan Shlomo. The Sefer Shulchan Shlomo writes, v'chein im sim shmona esrei. Similarly, if he finished shmona esrei, afshi dain lo akar aglof, even though he didn't step back yet, v'nisker shetah, and he realized he made a mistake, v'tzerech lachzor l'spalel, and he has to go back and daven again, yab then kaseh, he should wait this amount of time before resuming. Sifkad dal, the amount of time, the hilach dal ramas v'chulu, afilu eino roitza lachzor l'makomo, even if he has no intent to step forward back to where he was doubting before. He's actually going to daven the second Shmona Esrei in the place where he's standing after stepping back from the first. He has to wake the Yechdal Amos. But if he's going back to the place where he davened before, even if he has no intent of davening on the Shmona Esrei, you always have to wait. You finish one Esrei, you step back, you don't just immediately go away, you have to wait. So that's anyway halacha of waiting. So this halacha is, even if I'm not going back to where I was before, I'm going to stay right where I'm now, and I'm going to daven a second Shmona Esrei, you have to wait to hear Dal Ramos. Simen Kuf Vav. Mihem HaPaturim Mitfila. Who is exempt from davening? Sif Aleph. Kol HaPaturim Mikriyashma. Peturim Tefillah. Whoever is exempt from reciting Kriya Shema is part of from davening Shmona Esrei. The Kol Shechayov B'Kriya Shema Chayav B'Tefillah. Whoever is obligated to say Kriya Shema is obligated in Shmona Esrei. Chutz Me'emalav and SMS, with the exception of those who accompany the deceased, She'ein Lamita Tzorch B'Hem, and the bier does not need them, the carrying of the lifter doesn't require these people. She'af Alpi She'em Chayov B'Kriya Shema, those people are obligated to say Shema, but they are exempt from Shmona Esrei. v'nashem v'avadim, women and slaves, sha'af al pi shepetura mikriyashma, even though they are exempt from kriyashma, it's a mitzvah cessation on grama, chayavim b'tfil, they are obligated in Shmoneh Esrei. V'pnei she'i mitzvah cessation lo azman grama, because Shmoneh Esrei is not a time-bound mitzvah. V'ketanim shehegiyu l'chinuch, chayavim l'chancham. Children who are chinuch age should be trained to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Whoever is exempt from Kriyat Shema is exempt from Tefillah Bnei. Shem Oiskim B'Mitzvah. Why are they exempt from Kriyat Shema? He's Oisik B'Mitzvah. He's involved in a mitzvah. Or Shuturu D'Matilas Mitzvah. They're busy with a mitzvah. K'mavor B'Simon Ayin Sef Gimel. We learned this before in Simon Ayin Sef Gimel. So those people who have an exemption from Kriyat Shema have the same exemption for Shmoneh Esrei. Sefkan Beis Tzorech B'Hem. If the deceased is being carried and they don't need these people, they would say Shema. What's the meaning to say? She'ena muchonim klala azor b'nesiyas hamita. They are not prepared or needed to help be pallbearers. Dilav hachos, if they would be pallbearers or potential pallbearers, paturim gami kriyashma, then they're exempt even from kriyashma. Uchid le'el, we learned this before, b'simen ayin beis, if alf ayin shom and simen ayin beis. Sifkad gimel, mitfila. So even though the people accompanying the nifter and they're not going to be pallbearers are chayiv in Shema, they are parted from tefillah. Tefillah is midivei soifim. So Shema is the araisa, they should say Shema. But Shmoneh Esrei, which is drabbanon, they should not. V'od, furthermore, shiva amida. Shmoneh Esrei, you have to do standing. V'enichom lishos kolkach, they can't, they're in the middle of a funeral procession. They're not going to stop and daven Shmoneh Esrei. Al kriyishma ikka kavanosa v'amidosa, but for Kriyashma, the main kavana, the main thought you have to have, and the stopping is only for the first pasuk. So even in a funeral procession, you can easily stop and have kavana and say the first pasuk. Now, if he misses the zman tefillah because he's involved in the funeral, there's no requirement to make it up in the next tefillah. Since at the time of the obligation, he was actually exempt la halacha because he's involved in a mitzvah. Uchid le'er, we learned this before. Pesof simen sadi gimel, the end of simen sadi gimel, ayin shem mishnabu, l'kdei mishnabura. This is only talking about a case where he was involved in the mitzvah before the chi of tefillah kicked in. And he's busy with it throughout the entire zman tefillah. But if he only started getting involved after the zman tefillah, then he's chayav b'tashlum, because he should have davened before he got involved in the funeral. So the only time we say that he's an oinus, he's doing the mitzvah, I should say, and therefore he's part of tashlumim, is if the entire time frame of tefillah he was busy with the mitzvah. But if he only began an hour in to be involved in the mitzvah, he should have davened that first hour. The fact that he didn't, he's a bar chiyuva, and since he's a bar chiyuva, he has to have tashlum. Siv katan dalet. Women and avodim are exempt from Kriyat Shema because it's a mitzvah to say on grama, but the chayv in tefillah because it's a mitzvah to say that's not on grama. Mishnah Berurah explains she mitzvah to say v'chulu kol zeh l'das haRambam. This is the view of the Rambam. Sherak zmanei hatefillah hem edivrei sofrim, that the Rabbanon instituted the times to daven. Avol ikra mitzvah tefillah hi min hater, but actually the mitzvah of tefillah is midiraisa. Shenem, like it says, u'lavdo b'chol levavchem, that you should serve Hashem with all your heart. Eiz avoid she believe. What is the avoid that's referring to? That avoid of the heart. Havi omizu tefillah. I would say it's tefillah. El she'ein lo nusach yidua min haTorah. The Torah doesn't give us a formula of what to say. V'yachal espal b'chol nusach sheyirtz. He could daven any nusach he wants. U'b'chol eiz sheyirtz, or any time he wants. U'meish espal pamachas b'yom b'alayla. As soon as he davens once during the day or night, yotzi dechavasom min haTorah. He already fulfilled his Torah obligation. The cause of Magravan, the Magravan writes, Al Pisa Razu, according to this, Na Gurov Hanoshim, Shein Mispalin Shmoneh Esrei B'Smidil Shachar Erev. This is why most women do not have the practice of Davening Shmoneh Esrei regularly, morning and evening. Lefisha Oimus Meyad Baboyka Samuch Natila Eis Bakasha, because every morning after they wash their Zidayim, they say a Bakasha, they say some kind of request. Uminatara Yotzes Bezeh, in Midiraisa, that is sufficient for their obligation of Tefillah. They say brachas in the morning. That's enough. And perhaps the chacham, they no further obligation upon them. That is Shita Sarambam. And the Magen Avraham says that is why most women don't daven Shmoneh Esrei. Now again, today we live in an era of Beis Yaakov and the girls daven. But generations back, women did not daven, and they're simich on this. Aval, and you see from the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, this is his inclination. Aval, but das haRamban, the opinion of Ramban, sheikur mitzvah tefillah hi midrabbi sofrim, that really the mitzvah of tefillah is essentially for us midrabbanan. Shem Ashik Nesek Adoyla, referring to Ashik Nesek Adoyla, the men of the great assembly. Sheetiknu Shmonesi Brochas Al Seder, they arranged the 18 brochas in order. The spal Osan Shachros and Mincha Chayva, and they said it's an obligation to daven these brochas every Shachros and Mincha, every morning and afternoon. V'arv is Rishos, at night time it's Rishos. V'af Al Pishu Mitzvah Sasei Medivei Soy from Shezman Gramma. So even though the Rabbanon have created the Mitzvah Sasei, Shezman Gram, it's time bound. And we know that women are exempt from any time bound mitzvah, even on the Rabbanon level. Kogon, Kiddush HaLevana, like Kiddush HaLevana. Afalpikein Chivu Osam Betfil Shachos Umincha Kama Anoshim. The Ramban maintains that women are obligated to daven and Shachos and Mincha, just like the men. Hola Tfila Hibakoshes Rachamim. Because Tfila is asking Hashem for Rachmanis, and they need it just like men do, the chain ikker, and that is the main correct method. This is the view of most poskim. The chain ikhriya v'sefer shagas aryeh, and so concluded the sefer shagas aryeh, al kein yesh lahazir l'noshim she'espal shmona esrei, and therefore we have to warn and encourage the women to daven shmona esrei, shachris en mincha. V'nochem gam ken she'kabla olim omach shmona. It's also proper that they should accept upon themselves the yoke of Malchus Shemayim, even though they are not obligated to do so. The Hainu Sheyom Malchus Ponim Shema Yisrael, at least they should say Shema Yisrael every day, Kedis B'Simen Ayin, like we learn in Simen Ayin. The Yom Gam Kein Birchas Emes V'Yatsiv, they should also say Emes V'Yatsiv, Kedei Lismach Geula L'Tfila, in order to put Geula next to Tfila. Moshe Kos, Magen Avraham, Simen Ayin, like the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Ayin. The Kol Zelin in Shachos Mincha, but this is only for Shachos Mincha. Al tefilas arv ishu rishus, but it comes to marv, which is rishus. Afal pisha ashav kvar kiblu aleim koyisol lechovi. Even though Klai Yisrael has embraced marv as an obligation, mikomokam hanoshim lo kiblu aleim. The women never accepted this. For ruban ein mispal in arvis. Most women do not daven marv. Ul tefilas musafin, as far as davening musaf is concerned, bitzlach kasav de peturos. The Nedar Yehuda and the tzlach writes that they are exempt. Al v'seif and mokin gibor and pasuk de chayavos. The Gibborim says they're obligated to Ayin Shem look over there. So because of this, the Beis Yaakovs teach the girls to daven Shachris and Mincha. But I point out that the minig, like the Magen Avraham writes, is like the Rambam. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach also writes this, that despite the Mishnah Berurah's leaning like Shitas Ramban, the fact is the minig in Klai Yisrael was the women always followed the Rambam. So there are many good ladies who don't daven Shachris and Mincha every day, and if they can, they do. If they can't, they'll daven one. If they can't daven either, a minimum they have to say brachas in the morning. Because by saying brachas in the morning, they'll fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. There's all the elements of tefillah in the brachas in the morning. And that really had been the minig for doris, for women, to say brachas in the morning after washing their hands. And that's their mitzvah of tefillah.
Brachas kriyashma. I mean, brachas Torah.
That's a separate halach we had before. The mechares says women should say brachas Torah. And there are some who hold that with brachas Torah, you're making the mitzvah of tefillah. And some hold your Mekayim with benching. Birchas Mazon incorporates the elements of Tefillah. And even the Birchas Shachar incorporates the elements of Tefillah. Sifkan Hei, children who are chinuched should be taught to daven. The Chancham, the espoused when esrei ever, because they should be trained to daven when esrei every evening and morning. Komokam Rashoi, litin lehem lechol koidin k'fias shachris, but children you could give them to eat before they daven. V'asur la'anosav, it's wrong and forbidden to afflict them. We say the same thing. When it comes to giving them to eat before Kiddush, there's no chinuch that's tsar. We avoid, there's no concept of chinuch in things that cause a child discomfort or pain. So that we're not mechanech for. Se'if beis, misha terasso umanasoi. People whose Torah is their whole profession. Kagon, avshim ben yuchai v'chaverov. Mafsik l'kriya shema v'lo tefillah. So people like Hashem ben Chai and his chevra would interrupt their learning for shema but not for shema nesrei. Aval anu mafsikin bein l'kriya shema v'lo tefillah. But we have to interrupt our learning for shema and shema nesrei. The Amos says, if a person is learning Torah with others, teaching others, einu poisik, he should not stop his learning to say shema and shema nesrei. Commotion is bar le'el simen peites, like we learned before in Sam Petas, and we come back however. Pasik v'kari pasik rishon shel kriyas shema, he could stop to say the first pasik of Shema. V'im ein hasho overus, and there's enough time, v'yesh lo sho sidayin l'spal, and there's time still to daven, for the kriyas shema say Shema, then ein pasik klai, he shouldn't interrupt his learning at all. He'll finish his shir, he'll finish his seder, and then they'll daven because there's still time left. Mishdebura sivgon vav, kagon shim ben yuchay. Who is exempt from Shemana Esrei because he's so busy learning? Of Shem ben Yochai and his chaverim. Dehem lo hayu oiskim klal b'malachim. These people were not engaged in any type of work. They mevatlim milimudam afil rega. They would not stop their learning even for a moment. Avol anishem afsikim edivei Torah l'malachtenu. We do interrupt our learning Torah to do work. Kol shken shenasik tefillah, certainly we will interrupt to daven. Sifkan zayin the kriya Shema. For Kriya Shema, they would interrupt. Why? The pasuk of Shema is menatayru, mashen kin letfil d'rabban, as opposed to tefillah is d'rabban. Va'afem nizber d'hidvar toni, even if you say that davening is d'iraisa, mikom okam menatayru, ein lozman kavua. We know that with d'iraisa, there's no set time one to daven. V'day b'pam achas b'yom ha'kanal, say good enough one time in the morning at all, one time a day is enough. Ukshakari Kriya Shema, yikra ena imbechusen. Now when they do say Shema, they should say the brachas with it. Then they go back to their learning, and they don't touch on Esrei. Va'af shetzerach levat lahafzik limud la'asiyas kol ha-mitzvah. Now, isn't that halacha that you interrupt your learning to do mitzvahs? I feel should be seifim, even if the mitzvah is mitzvah d'rabbanan. The halayim v'ein ha-makayim, if a person learns Torah and doesn't keep what he's learning, na'ich lo shlo niv, it's better he wasn't born. Mikamalkam tefillah ho v'ein ha-el v'kashra, but tefillah is different. Because tefillah is asking for achmanis. Kila misha'ar mitzvahs legabi anashim ke'elu. So it's lighter than other mitzvahs for these type of people. She'enu avatla milimudum afil rega, who don't interrupt their learning even for a moment. Sivkan ches enu posek. So they don't interrupt. The Ramah is going on people who are teaching Torah to others. Should not interrupt his learning. Vafilu imay dezeh yav rezman, even if it means missing the zman. This has to be a case when, if he doesn't teach them now, they're not going to learn. They're not going to gather together afterwards. Because if not, of course, Pesach, he should stop. If he's going to miss his man, Kriyash Man Tefillah. From the Chayodim, it seems, under all circumstances, he'll have to interrupt not to miss his Man Tefillah. If someone misses tefillah because he's learning, even if he's learning with others the whole day, as if he didn't learn. What kind of learning is that? You don't take out time to daven. That's for us, not Rishon Menucha. If you look at El Yerab, he quotes the Piske Tosfos to be machmir. Everyone agrees if the Zman Kriya Shema has come, it's time to say Shema, you don't begin to learn with others, you should say Shema first. If he calculates that if he gets into his learning and teaching, he'll miss the Zman. He has to start first. So the case has to be where they begin to learn before the Zman of davening, and it does keep on going. Sifkan tas pasuk rishon. If someone's teaching Torah, he doesn't have to interrupt, but he should stop for the first pasuk of Shema. Why? K'dei lekabel malchus shemayim b'zman kriya shema, to accept the malchus shemayim during the time of kriya shema. V'yachzer acher halacha sheyesh b'yitzias mitzrayim. Then he's going to look for a halacha to teach them that's relevant to yitzias mitzrayim. K'dei lahask yitzias mitzrayim b'zman kriya shema, in order to mention yitzias mitzrayim in his shema. V'acher limudo, once he learns, tov sheyigma kol kriya shema af she'av zmano. It's a good thing then to repeat the entire kriya shema, even though he missed the zman. So during the Zman Kriya Shema, say the first Pasuk Shema, he'll make sure to learn about Yetzias Mitzrayim, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then when he's finished learning, he will repeat the entire Shema. Sivkot Nyud, Eino Pesach Klal. If he calculates that there's plenty of time to learn and teach and then daven, he doesn't have to stop. He won't miss the Zman. But it's learning to say, I feel the Pasuk, which doesn't even stop for the first Pasuk. But I feel learning to be Yechidi, even if he's learning by himself. Even if he began to learn when he shouldn't have, he should have done first. Then it's already the Zman of Kriya Shema Tefillah, he begins to learn. We say he's not supposed to learn until he daven first. That's if he's learning at home. And he doesn't usually go to Shul to daven. We wrote this in Sim Hetes. But if he did start, and he shouldn't have, but he did, and Sir Chlahavsky does not have to interrupt. He can still keep learning until as long as there's time to daven after this. In a base medrash, we're not worried about it at all. In a shul, we're not worried. He won't miss davening in shul. Ubel Yerabba Pasek, Yerabba writes, to the inner Kriyishma, should you arise, when it comes to Shema, which is Minotairah, even though he knows there's time afterwards to daven Shema, to say Shema, he come welcome, Sir Chlahavsik, take it for the Kroisa Kula and Muloimid Bechidi. He still has to interrupt right away and say Shema entirely if he's running alone. I am Shem Besimin, I am Simin Zeh. So look there and Simin Ayin over here. He didn't like this idea of waiting till later on for Kriya Shema. The Kols and Muloimid Bechidi, but that's if he's learning at home. Alan Loimid Bechidi Mesh, where he's learning in Besh Medrish. Afil Beveso, Achshe Hischa Limo Beheter, or he's learning at home. But he began Beheter. He began before this Zman Shema started. Then he can rely on the Ramah. Shlo Hafsik, not to interrupt. Afilu Achach, even after, it's called Ochi Shahus, as long as there's time afterwards to say Shema then. Ayin Be'alocha, look in Be'alocha. He goes through this in Be'alocha, the Taichin this Ramah.